Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Greed Williams, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapter 4 in the letter to the Galatians. We'll be in verses 1 through 7. I mean that as long as the heir is not of age, he is no different from a slave, although he is the owner of everything. But he is under the supervision of guardians and administrators until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were not of age, were enslaved to the elemental powers of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption. As proof that you are children, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. Times sure have changed, but the message of redemption has remained the same. Life eternal. Amen. Paul's time must have been difficult to forego the law he was raised on since birth, now realizing by revelation that Jesus was the Messiah of all the earth. When did you realize this? That Jesus is the Messiah of all the earth? Did it come in darkness, awakened by his voice? Or did it come by the light surrounding your soul, preventing the worst noise? Powers elemental are seen in the world, but have no strength when placed up against our Lord and Savior, born with a twirl. A twist of our souls, so to speak, as the way to overcome death, allowing us to realize eternal life in our rest, praising God forever mercy. Our mercy is His. We learn to give to help forego the test. Judgment. While we rest. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially Alexandra and Alan, as we continue to pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren we pray for each day, Julian and Elliot and Oliver. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are aching in silence now to return to the church, unsure how to accomplish that. Just reach out and let the Lord lead you. We pray. As we pray for the dying, each day we ask that the Lord give the final breath of those taking it in His name, a peaceful rest. We pray all of this in His precious blood for our Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 4. We begin chapter 4 today. The letter to the Galatians has a three-stanza poem coming out of verses 1 through 7. It's titled, Child as Heir, Now You Must Behave. Age of heir, slave difference none. Everything owned, administrator, guardians as one, until father his sends him forth where life has begun. Way same, powers elemental, enslaved humanity can't shun. Time's fullness God prepared, son his sent, woman born, child's care. Law born under those ransom, adoptions shared. Children your proof, son's spirit, heart's ours, unimpaired, out crying, "Father Abba," to save. No longer fear of being a slave. Child as heir, now you must behave. What humanity does to remain unscathed. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's February 18th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul mate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close today at 6:03 in the name of Jesus. God bless you, John and Marie. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Amen.